This is the Art of Network Engineering podcast. In this podcast, we'll explore tools, technologies, and talented people. We aim to bring you information that will expand your skill sets and toolbox and share the stories of fellow network engineers.
Welcome back to Know Your Knoxville, the Tennessee-based game show that tries to tease out some of those fun facts about this great state. I have my three guests here, Andy, Dan, and AJ, and they will buzz in to find the answers to these questions. First up, Knoxville, Tennessee is known as A, the French toast capital of the world, B, the pearl of the Southeast, C, the Marble City, or D, the City of the Orange People.
Buzz.
Disqualified.
Sorry, I'm buzzed. I thought that was enough.
You said D. That is something I completely made up.
The Pearl?
The Pearl of the Southeast. That is incorrect.
Oh. Animals for 200?
Do you want to hear the suggestions that are left? It was either the French toast capital of the world or the Marble City.
The Marble City, final answer.
The Marble City is correct.
He's never been to Tennessee.
How do you know?
Question number two. Why is Knoxville called the Scruffy City? A, it hosts the annual Beard Fair of the South. B, because of skepticism about the city's ability to host the World's Fair, or C, a large population of wolverines live in the city.
Buzz.
Yes, Andrew.
A.
A is incorrect.
All right, buzz.
Yes, Dan.
B.
B, skepticism about the ability to host the World's Fair is correct.
I was going to guess B.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
I was going to guess, but the World's Fair hasn't happened in like 50 years. I'm like, how relevant could that reference be? But they're still, okay. Yeah.
I had no clue. I just knew it wasn't Wolverine. So
you live in Tennessee, right?
Just, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Sorry, I've been drinking. Question number three. What is the name of the big golden ball in downtown Knoxville?
God, dog.
A, the big golden ball. B, the Titleist. C, the Moon Pie. Or D, the Sun Sphere.
I was ding. Oh, Dan had it.
I don't know. Dan.
Sun Sphere.
Sun Sphere is correct.
Oh, nice. I was going to say Moon Pie. Good job.
I'm glad the guy from Tennessee finally got one.
Hey, I got two.
Oh, sorry, two.
And the final question. I don't know how many points this is worth, but we've probably had enough of this game already. What is the state fruit of Tennessee? A, the horned melon. B, a tomato. C, the jackfruit. Or D, an orange.
Buzz.
AJ.
The jackfruit.
Incorrect.
Good. What were the options?
A, the horned melon. B, a tomato. C, a jackfruit. Or D, orange.
Okay. I'm going to buzz in on this one.
Yes.
I don't think it's an orange, but they are, you know, go big orange.
Okay.
Like for the Vols and whatnot.
Got it.
But I'm going to say tomato.
Tomato is correct.
Hey! All right.
Did I save my Tennessean?
You did. Like, you got two.
That's three out of four.
Oh. Good job.
But I didn't like know any of the answers, by the way. If it was fill in the blank, I would have failed.
Well, thank you all for joining this episode of Know Your Knoxville. Now, stay tuned for the Art of Network Engineering.
Welcome to the Art of Network Engineering. I am AJ Murray. That was Tim Bertino. He is at Tim Bertino on Twitter. I'm also joined by Andy Laptev. He is at Andy Laptev. And Dan Richards. He is at Howdy Packet.
Howdy.
And while she's not here in person, she is here in spirit.
In Lexi, costume.
At she's Track the only one that dressed
up for this. Lexi is here at the table. Welcome, Lex.
So
is that a bunny? What is that?
I think it's a squirrel.
Squirrel.
So, I think normally if you watch the show or listen to the show, we're recording from our homes in our home offices, but now we have an opportunity to record together in the same room. And what happens at this kind of event is that for the next few months, I hate podcasting because recording from your home office is not as fun as recording it in person with your co-host. So this is Knoxville, Tennessee. If you've been listening to the show all year long, maybe you've heard about the event that we're going to be doing this week. And so today we all made the trek and we are here in our Airbnb and we podcast. So we want to record some content and bring it to you while we're here in person. Before I get too much deeper into why we're here, let's check in with everybody. Tim, how are you doing? How was your flight today?
Well, it was a lot better than the last time I traveled. All you freaking guys. The flights went well. I had a stopover in Charlotte and made it here to Knoxville. I did have one more trivia question that I was thinking about. What popular drink was born in Tennessee? I'll even go one further. Soft drink.
Oh, I was going to say Jack Daniels, but well, Sun Drop?
Probably. That's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Popular soft drink or soda, if you will.
Ding.
Yes.
Root beer.
Maybe, but I don't know. AJ,
yeah,
do you
I have
one?
No idea.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, no kidding.
I guess
I did not know that.
Told me the internet never tells a lie.
Yeah.
That's right. They can't put it on the internet if it's not true.
That's 100%.
That's what I've heard.
But in all honesty, I'm doing fantastic. It's incredible to see you guys. We've been hanging out for a few hours now. We all just got in today. We got to share a nice meal at a local brewery and restaurant. It was excellent. We should name drop that.
Downtown Grill and Bar.
Downtown Grill and Bar.
Downtown Grill and Bar. Thank you. But
the staff was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Food was great.
They gave us shit. It was awesome. sorry. They gave Dan shit.
No, Andy. She called him old.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Andy, how are you? Good to see you.
It's good to see you guys. I'm good. I'm tired. I've been up since like 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's now almost 9 p.m. So we love you, podcast audience. It's been a very long day, but we decided to set up and record a podcast. It's great to be together. This is, you know, it feels different than last time. Like last year, I was all nervous and like, oh.
I was giving you butterflies.
But this year feels more like I'm getting together with friends that I've known before than, you know, for some reason, the first time it was like we're meeting for the first time, even
yeah,
each other for years.
Right.
It's kind of that weird thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you guys are like an old pair of gloves. Just right on. It's been a great day so far. We got a very
old leathery pair.
I'm looking forward to the weekend. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. We'll probably get into
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Dan, how was the drive over?
It wasn't too bad. It's just I-40 all the way over here.
Nice. So, nice.
It's not too crazy. The time of the day I came, traffic was no big deal.
How long of a trek is that for you?
It's just a little over 3 hours.
Yeah. So what? You left at like what, 10?
Ish. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
totally. I did goof up on the time zone change because where I live
right.
is Central Time.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we're in Eastern Time.
You have
now.
Two of those in this state.
Yeah, we have two time zones in this state. So
wow, I don't envy you.
Yeah, so I was planning on being here around 1, and I didn't get here until about 2:15.
That's fine. That's fine.
But no, other than that, pretty good. Tired. I'm with Andy on that one.
But here we are. We're still recording.
Yeah, I'm stuffed. We had some cheesecake.
Ooh. Cheesecake was good.
I wasn't ready for that.
Pecan graham cracker crust.
Yeah, exactly.
That was amazing.
Everything else going good.
Excellent.
Hold on. Out of everything that happened, you had like 9 beers at that restaurant.
Well,
they
were samples. They were samples.
It was what we call a flight.
I just had to say.
Wasn't Dan pounding pints?
Yeah, and not 9 full beers. I wouldn't be here right now.
No. This is Tennessee, not Vermont.
Yeah, okay. Right. Exactly. But how about you, AJ? What's up with you?
Well, you know, what I love about Vermont is that it's not a regional hub. So whenever I want to go flying, I have to do at least 2 flights. Mm. So, yeah, every time I think about flying, it's like, kill me now.
I thought you were being serious for a second. I thought you were like going to go into something like, oh, I get to see the different sites.
No.
It was just terrible.
So I typically fly United for better or worse. Because they have the most offerings to destinations and whatever, best times, it's good and it's bad. But I have had terrible experiences flying through every United hub that I've been through. I've had to drive home from like several of them, and flying to Burlington, it's like a dead end. It's like the last stop on a train station line, right? It's where the train turns around. You don't want to go where the train turns around. because if you're flying to Vermont, like that's not a hub where you then catch a plane to somewhere else. It's just that plane that you got off of, they fill it back up with people and send it back to where it came from. Mm. So it's just, in my experience, I've been at like Chicago, and they keep giving the plane away to some other destination that's going to continue to make money, and then they save us until 2 o'clock in the morning and then, send us home. Hmm. So, yeah, I don't look forward to flying out of Vermont or to Vermont. But anyway, I do look forward to seeing you guys. So I'm super excited to be here. had no issues getting here, which is great. Hopefully we'll have no issues getting home.
Yeah.
And as Tim said, we were, talking about your saga last time. You're supposed to get here same day as everybody else, and you got stuck in JFK, New York City for 24 hours.
LaGuardia.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I ended up being in Asheville for like a total of 24 hours.
And I think you only made it to Asheville because of my psychological warfare.
Yep, I was getting ready to pack it in. I was just tired because I'd been traveling all day.
I'm sorry. I never officially apologized to you. I'm sorry I made you come to Asheville. I really wanted to meet you in
Everybody
person.
Was just like, oh, we understand. It's cool. It was a long trip. And then Andy, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. I remember that.
You quitting?
You remember what I think it was one word.
Yeah. It was. We probably shouldn't say it on this.
Quitter
recording. Oh, okay, never mind. Nicer than what I thought it was. Okay.
You send this long elaborate text of like, oh, that's guys, I'm so tired, I'm really sorry, but I've been here 2 days and blah blah blah, and everybody's all nice on the group thing. Like, no,
not Andy.
We can't let Tim go home.
Go another angle with this.
Yeah,
it worked.
It did, but I'm sorry.
We got there.
This is my official apology.
And you guys had to drive 2 hours to come pick me up.
I didn't.
Yeah, from Charlotte, where I flew through today.
Yeah, we had a good round trip there.
That was fun. Yeah, Dan and I hit the road. What, 11 o'clock at night? Because we had to get there we had to pick you up at like 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And then we drove back. And we got back to our house at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Got a few hours of shut eye.
And to thank Andy, I drank a beer outside of his room.
That was a great photo.
Yeah, you took a picture there. I remember that.
So
why are we here, AJ?
We're here in Knoxville because we're doing another live event. If you remember Asheville last year, we had a really awesome event at a brewery in Asheville, Highwire Brewing. And it was just an opportunity to get together with our community, our fans, and it was such a fun time. And so one of our fans, Eric, is on the board of directors for the Knoxville Technology Council, and he really wanted to go to Asheville last year and didn't get to make it. So he brought the idea first to me and the team here and said, hey, I want to do another Asheville event, but here in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is pitch that idea to the board of directors for the Knoxville Technology Council. And we can put together a few events, kind of like we did in Asheville, and kind of formalize what we did in Asheville. I mean, other than the main event at Highwire Brewing, everything else that we did in Asheville is very impromptu and informal. We got together for breakfast and coffee. We got together for dinner. And it was just a very social thing. But here at Knoxville, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. They got some good sponsors to sponsor each of these events. Tomorrow is a very exciting day for us. So we are going to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Mm-hmm. And we are going to see what exactly all goes on there. The reason why we're doing that is because on Saturday, the main event, the K-Tech Council is doing K-Tech Connect is what they're calling it. And Saturday is a simulcast live recording podcast episode where we will be interviewing Daniel Pelfi. He's a senior network engineer at ORNL. And we're going to understand from him what it's like to be a senior network engineer on a high performance computing type of network.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow we're going to meet Daniel in person. You know, we've talked to him a few times on the phone and whatnot. But tomorrow we're going to meet him in person. We're going to get a tour of ORNL and kind of get a better understanding of what he does so we can ask some really good questions come Saturday afternoon. And then tomorrow evening is a networking event, a social networking event. and that is the first of a few events as part of the K-Tech Connect series. And that will be at a brewery. So just if you're in the area, well of course, you're not going to hear this episode by the time that comes out. But hopefully, if you're in the area, you'll be joining us tomorrow evening. It'll be at the Print Shop Brewery in Knoxville. And it'll just be a good time. We'll be hanging out for a couple of hours, socializing and kicking back some brews. On Friday, we have a VIP lunch. And it's my understanding that they've gotten a scientist from ORNL that specializes in AI.
Hmm.
And he's going to be giving a talk as part of that.
Okay.
So we're going to hear from some serious AI expertise that day.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. and then Friday evening, we're doing an event at Topgolf. So we get a sponsor for that. And we're just going to be driving some balls for a couple hours.
And if you're watching me do that, that's going to be free entertainment.
Same here.
I've never been to a top golfer, and I'm not a golfer either. So we'll see how that goes.
That's going to be awesome.
Saturday at 8 o'clock, there is a breakfast mingle. And then the main event starting at 4 o'clock in the evening is the live simulcast. So we'll be over at Drury TV here in Knoxville, and we're going to be recording an episode. It'll be live streamed, and then, of course, the recorded version will release as a regular scheduled episode later on this year. But it feels a lot like Nashville, but another level.
Yeah. So one thing I'm excited about is seeing, because I from some of my reading about the Frontier, the supercomputer that's over there at Oak Ridge, it sounds like colleges use this to run like scientific data through and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And so one thing that, you know, I'm used to is talking to people in more of like an enterprise type setting, right? Doing enterprise networking and that kind of thing. So it's going to be really cool to hear like someone who might not be doing as much enterprise, but
right,
like if they're not focused on a customer and like how I'm used to a customer, right? I'm excited to see what that, you know, what that comes to, you know.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Dan, because that's one of the key points I want to hit in our interview with Daniel on Saturday, is because he's got a lot of experience in a lot of different environments. One of the things that I'm really curious about is what are those differences between a traditional enterprise data center and a supercomputing environment?
Right.
It, from a networking standpoint, what are those differences? And I'm excited to uncover some of those.
I kind of want to see what some of the differences are on like compute as well. Like is it your typical, like, is it converged, hyperconverged? Is it just,
oh, for sure,
you know, old school with the NAS or something like that? Or, well, not a NAS, but a SAN.
Yeah.
You know, it, like, what does that look like? Or, you know,
do you guys want to have some fun?
Yes.
Let's hypothesize a little bit here.
Oh, what we think it might be?
Yeah. 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 So when I think about high performance computing, supercomputers, and networking, I'm thinking extremely latency sensitive, right?
Like, right. So like, you just read my mind. I'm learning a lot about like AI clusters right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the bandwidth latencies require, they're just, so you mentioned enterprise, right? Like, we're familiar with enterprise, data center, but then when I think supercomputing stuff, it's got to be, in my mind, in the realm of just the ridiculous AI requirements, like near zero latency, right? Everything's super fast, because I know in AI, all the clusters have to talk to each other like instantly all the time, and you can have no latency or the system doesn't work.
Right.
I don't know anything about supercomputing, but I'm guessing it's a lot of that, right? Like, just compute everywhere, doing a bunch of stuff, talking, sending. So I'm guessing like big pipes, right? A lot of fast stuff,
sure.
Maybe specialized hardware. Like, are they just buying stuff off
right.
the shelf?
Is this something that they're building, you know, like hyperscalers do?
Right. Yeah. They might have all their own systems. I hope they, like, I hope they can tell us, like, the design. Like, I don't know how much he can tell us, right?
Yeah.
Can he go over the design? Can he tell us what vendors they're doing or if they're making right. their own stuff? Like, how are you automating it? I don't know how much is going to be public and
right.
how much is, like, oh, that's super secret alien stuff.
Guess what? We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's probably safe to say they're not doing, like, auto QoS trust, right? Like,
they might be.
They're just tagging everything as a Cisco voice phone and they're just like...
It gets priority.
hey, super computers, but there might be some super phones in there.
Yeah,
exactly. Find out.
Yeah, I hope we see like a terabit or something like that. I want to see that because I haven't seen that, obviously. But the highest I've seen in person is like 100 gig connection.
Like, are they making their own ASIC?
They'll be like,
I don't know.
Do you guys know what a QSFP is? We're like, well, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, this is a QSFP plus.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're not even using fiber. Maybe it's some new stuff. It's not even glass anymore.
Oh, gosh.
What's a supercomputer? I don't even know what a supercomputer is.
Every time I hear the word supercomputer, I think of IBM Watson.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still don't know what it is.
I don't either.
It just does a lot of math really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess like research stuff, or
right.
I don't even understand the math that I need to know what a supercomputer does, right? Like,
yeah, I'm doing good with my plus and minuses and addition, subtraction.
You're trying to figure out the origin of the universe through math.
You guys are doing a hell of a job at selling people to join our simulcast.
Yeah.
What all this means.
Hey, I just feel like there's probably a lot of people out there that don't know what a supercomputer does.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
I know what they're not doing. They're not mining Bitcoin with us.
Yeah. Maybe they are.
They should be.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really interested in this, too, because another thing that I think about supercomputing is, because we hear about quantum computing as well, and the implications that supercomputing, quantum computing are going to have on cybersecurity in the future, and how... teams will need to, or people, or the industry itself, and vendors will have to come up with these encryption standards to fight against some of, you know, these supercomputing, quantum computing technologies. So I could definitely see some of that coming up this week too.
I never even thought about that, but that's a good point.
I got some Google data. You ready?
Oh yeah.
All right. So. The speed of the Frontier supercomputer is 1.194 exaflops.
You made that shit up. That's not even real.
Exaflops. Flops is in caps.
Okay.
It costs, big flops.
Not the little flops, the big flops. Estimated cost $600 million, scientific research and development. But what I thought was cool down here, what is it used for? So it's used to tackle problems that are beyond the reach of ordinary computers, such as modeling climate change outcomes, investigating disease origins, and discovering patterns in medical data. Like,
to boldly go.
So many exaflops.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Right. I mean, some smart people. I can't wait to learn.
Yeah. I just want to see like what a day-to-day for him is. Like, is it... I don't think we have the same day
to
day.
I don't think he's adding VLANs to trunks.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe some exaflops here.
What's the on call like? We're only down to 0.74 exaflops. Get in here now.
In here now.
Flip the switch.
If somebody says gigawatt at all tomorrow, I'm going to
just lose it. But you have to go 88 miles an hour. So
right.
Okay, note two.
I want to circle back to Eric Reagan. Like, the fact that he couldn't make it to Asheville and then decided, I'm going to see if I can bring them to me.
Yeah.
And then goes to this, you know, organization. And then and we're just so lucky that they said yes and they see the value and they brought us down and then they got all these sponsors. Like, it's just so, I mean, we paid out of pocket last year.
right,
for Asheville, right?
Right.
And the sponsor dollars are helping pay for this trip, which is unbelievable. And I guess we're just going to do an annual meetup now every year. Is that the new thing?
Like, if we can get a sponsor every year, in to a row. Do a meetup.
If yeah, you're so, listening.
If you want us in your town.
If you're on the West Coast, San Diego, wink, wink.
Yeah. I think someone who may not physically be in the room wouldn't mind Seattle.
Yes.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, we do have to. It's funny. It's like I know we talked about doing like, oh, maybe we'll do like a Midwest meetup, maybe in Chicago, and yeah. Then you know maybe we'll do a West Coast meetup. And we went from Asheville to Knoxville, which, if you don't know your geography, is about 3 hours away. Yeah,
not fine. We're not doing so hot. We'll be in Nashville next year.
It's like the Oregon Trail. We're slowly making our way across the country.
We're in covered wagon.
Who's going to die first, though? Who's going to get sick?
I just hope it's not dysentery.
Yeah. It's going to be me.
That's great. So, yeah, we're in Knoxville. Lots of cool stuff going on. Looking forward to all of it. We do have a lot of plans to record various bits of content, long form, short form, posted on the YouTube channel, posted in the podcast. So subscribe, like. We're on TikTok now. We've never officially announced that. We are at Art of NetEng on TikTok. We are starting to record some short form content, some funny stuff. And we're also doing short form bits of our episodes. So you can see snippets of new episodes before they are released. And then, you know, we'll see what other additional content we put out there. But check us out on the TikTok at Art of NetEng.
That's a good point, AJ. And what we're really doing here is we're just branching out. The podcast itself isn't going anywhere. We're trying to leverage different types of medium to expand our audience.
We're going where the people are. And there was an awful lot of people on TikTok.
And I guess credit where credit's due. Lexi, right? She's kind of our social media guru, at least that's, you know, that's how I think of her. She's so amazing on there. And she got on TikTok, and then her and I were talking, and she's like, you should get on there. I'm like, I cannot.
I can't do another social.
No, like I just I want to be done, right?
Just can't.
I can't even do Twitter.
But
it's,
you know,
X, Dan.
Oh, X, sorry. X.
But she was cross-sharing stuff. I don't even know if that's the right term, but like on Twitter and LinkedIn, I could like see her stuff from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was compelling and hilarious. And then, you know, against my better judgment, or, you know, I went against what I said I was going to do, and I went and started looking, and then I found all these other networking adjacent content creators that are just doing, you know, amazing things. You can learn stuff, hilarious. Like I against my better judgment, I'm really enjoying, you know, the short form content on like, on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. So I'm proud to be on there. Like we got some pretty funny, we got some pretty funny stuff planned that's going to be coming out soon. So yeah, it's fun to be on there, man. It's a new world, because it's just been what, like hour long podcasts on YouTube,
right?
Until now. Like that's been most of our video. But yeah, stay tuned for some pretty cool, you know, funny stuff. I'm looking at you, Tim.
Yeah, you're like our.
Well, you can keep looking.
He's our Des.
Hey, now.
It's my 10th one.
Brought to you by.
Yeah.
Dark. Edit that part out.
Yeah, you. Sorry, I screwed up.
Tim's been. What were we talking about?
Exaflops.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. So I guess we're out of steam. Are we tired? Is this it?
I think so. I think so. I know we've all been up since the wee hours of this morning.
You've been up since 3.
Not by choice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that why you texted me that
out there like that? But
yeah, it was. Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
He was texting you at 3 in the morning.
It was something like that. It was late.
Well, he texted me last night. He's like, hey, what's the address of the Airbnb? And I was up and I looked at my phone and not really thought about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, here it is. I'm like, oh, and then after I sent it, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Did it feel like a booty call?
Dan, you up? I was out.
You up? ?
I was out.
Eggplant emoji.
He sent me an address. Meet me there.
Meet me here in like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Did you say eggplant emoji?
I don't know. Did I?
Well, this is awesome. Looking forward to a really fun weekend. We'll get some sleep. We'll hit it tomorrow and go learn about some supercomputer stuff, man.
Absolutely. So hopefully. without hearing this episode, you'll be able to join us at some point here in Knoxville. And we hope that you enjoy the content that we bring to you out of this entire K-Tech Connect event and our tour tomorrow at ORNL. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you to our listeners, fans, and everybody for their support. Thank you to Eric for the whole idea to get this thing going. And thank you to Daniel and the team over at ORNL for having us do the tour and show us a thing or two about supercomputers and what Daniel does network engineering wise. Lexi, we miss you. We wish you were here. But we'll have to catch you on the next one. And I know we have tons of support from her as far as coaching us on how to properly do the short form content. Yeah. But we will see you next time on the next episode of the Art of Network Engineering podcast.
Hey everyone, this is AJ. If you like what you heard today, then make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Smash that bell icon to get notified of all of our future episodes. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Art of Net Eng. That's Art of N-E-T-E-N-G. You can also find us on the web at artofnetworkengineering.com, where we post all of our show notes. You can read blog articles from the co-hosts and guests, and also a lot more news and info from the networking world. Thanks for listening.